Woof. Only took us four tries. Only took us four tries, but hey, now I think we're good to go, finally. But what a pain in my ass. But I think we're finally good to go. Only took four tries. Only took four tries. Who would have thought?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, what was happening? What's going on?
I don't know, just some sort of technical difficulties here. But I think we got them figured out. We're ready to rock and roll here as the panel slowly filters in. I didn't even get to do my generic bland intro of just talking about the topics very briefly.
Right, 1 second. Cody. Cody, you might have to take that away from her. It's extraordinarily loud.
What's going on?
Lucas, welcome.
Where are we?
Hello, everybody.
Well, it only took us four tries, but we are good, and we are wrapping up the week, as they say.
Cody and Mark are joining in
What
now.
happened?
I have no idea. I was just having technical difficulties. Like I hit like a dead spot with my internet. Like I thought we were getting like a storm is what it reminded me of, and then all of a sudden everything was working fine again. I was able to access all my stories no problem. I just could not fucking get Podbean to work, but now we seem to be good.
Let's hear it. What's going on tonight, bro?
Well, let's do a quick rundown while we wait for the rest of the panel. I gave this rundown a little bit earlier to Bundy Beat, so this is old news, but sit through it, my friend, because we're going to wrap up the week with a music debate. Kanye West claims that he washed Kendrick Lamar on No Parties in LA. I have that song on the soundboard. We are going to play it. We'll see who washed who. We also have conjoined twins. They found love to one man. And we're going to break that down because everything that I have to say about it would be considered inappropriate.
I know we're in brief topic, but I'm not gonna remember. Can you please tell me, is Ye just trying to get in the whole fucking stance of, like the
Everyone
Kendrick
but you,
fucking
Cody,
bar
is in it.
that he dropped with man, my brain isn't working. J. Cole and freaking what's his name? The other guy.
Drake.
Drake, yeah.
It seems it, but save that take because it does seem like that's the case. But we'll break that down. We'll break down the conjoined twins. Kelly Oubre and Nick Nurse of the Philadelphia 76ers were both fined $50,000 each for yelling at referees after the game. Kelly Oubre went up to each specific referee, called them a bitch, their mother a bitch, their grandmother a bitch, and then walked away. So clearly he was going to get fined, but we'll break that down and why he shouldn't have been fined. Billie Eilish could be sending shots at Taylor Swift. We're going to break that down as well. And Patrick Mahomes distancing himself from P. Diddy. We'll explain why that's interesting. 50 Cent reacts to the mother of his son being accused in a lawsuit of being Diddy's sex worker. Interesting.
It's
An update on Future and Metro's album, projected to be the number one album so far in 2024. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson updates, and more. So,
a
boys,
lot of news.
before we get to any of that, how are we doing?
Fucking nipply, bro.
Shit,
You could definitely talk closer to your phone.
Sorry, I'm doing fantastic, bro. How are you?
I'm great. I'm thrilled.
No pissing in the sink, right, Brixie?
Well, it depends.
Only if all the bathrooms are occupied.
Or if you hate the person, then definitely piss in their sink.
Especially if there's still
Oh.
dishes in it.
Assert dominance.
Assert dominance.
So, before I jump into any of the big topics, I've been going back and forth because obviously we're getting high here. MLB's back. Masters is coming up. I'm struggling with my NASCAR picks, but as of
Sometime
right now,
baseball.
I'm getting a little hot in baseball. And I know the hot hand runs out, but you gotta ride the hot hand. So I recommend following the Instagram because I might have a lock tomorrow, but I'm not. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm not putting anything out there as a lock yet. I'm just saying. Now, boys, where do we want to start?
Are you trying to save the P. Diddy stuff for later, or should we cover that?
P. Diddy is going to be coming up, am I right?
Bro, are we coming P. Diddy?
I'm trying to think how I want to do it. Cause we,
I have receipts, bro.
We could get that.
I told you, like fucking 7 episodes ago, folks, that we should talk about this weird shit with P. Diddy because it's been years. It's been too long.
You've been saying that for like years now, Cody. Not just a couple episodes, but like years. Cody's been on this for a while.
Well, let's start with the P. Diddy story.
All right, P. Diddy is obviously the topic.
So, I'm sure everybody knows.
I've been my cigarettes the whole time and they've been in my hand. I'm like retarded. Anyways, keep going.
I'm sure everybody by now is briefed on the situation. P. Diddy, sexual weirdo. Some people have called him the Jeffrey Epstein of hip-hop. I think that might be a little extreme. I'm not saying it. The streets are. I'm just repeating it on my show, allegedly. Now, I was saying to people before we started the show that every story that has came out so far in these P. Diddy stories, there hasn't been a single one that has made me go, huh, maybe we should hear P. Diddy's side. Every single story that has came out has made me go, wow, this person's a piece of shit. And it just continues. It all started, we covered, well, like I said, I mean, Cody's been on this beat for a minute, not a big P. Diddy guy, so he's got that going for him. We talked about just kind of the weird story where we kind of thought it was funny that Meek Mill was being called a homo. It was funny. It was enjoyable.
He put something in a song that I seen going around lately about him saying, like, I hope he, that Meek, hope that we all forgive him for what he did with Diddy.
Really?
Wrap it up, podcast.
That just seems
I'm gonna send it to you real quick.
Yeah, send me the link. I don't have my phone near me. That just seems absurd if you're gonna put that in a song, especially with all of this coming out. I forget who it was. Somebody made a good point. Like, why are all these people who were at these P. Diddy parties, why aren't they speaking up now? I'm defending your big homie who's having, you're all going to his parties.
They're not afraid now, that whereas before they were afraid to speak out. I mean, it kind of ties in with the whole Dan Schneider thing right now, because he's being exposed now. People are starting to come out and say more things because they're no longer scared.
That is a great point. That's just not the point I'm making. I'm saying Diddy's friends, why aren't they coming out and defending him?
Oh, defending him.
Yeah. Your point is still correct. It's just not the one we're making right now.
Well.
Watch out, my shirt.
I think it's a fair point.
I don't think Diddy has he hasn't been able to come out and talk about it and defend himself. But I kind of don't want him to.
He has came out, and I believe the lawyer said something the other day. There was
You're
a
damn
statement.
Right, he came out.
Yeah, that too. Basically, all of this is going on. P. Diddy seems like a fucking terrible person. Absolute awful guy. Whatever. Well, today, Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, is distancing himself from Diddy as the rap mogul faces a mountain of troubling allegations, with the Kansas City Chiefs superstar's social media accounts deleting posts that reference Sean Combs' stage name. Back in the year 2014, Mahomes shared 2 posts that included the phrase P. Diddy, which is what the Bad Boy founder went for. I, from 2001 to 2004, at Pat Day 75, happy birthday, P. Diddy, hashtag fam, Patrick Mahomes tweeted on September 10th, 2014. That post.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 2014, geez.
At least one of the tweets appears to be completely unrelated to the artist, as it mentioned a friend with that username, PatDay75. Mahomes' other post came on February 16th, the date of the 2014 NBA All-Star Game in New Orleans, where Diddy performed alongside other musicians like Pharrell, Nelly, Busta Rhymes, and Snoop Dogg. Yeah, P. Diddy, Mahomes said on X while a freshman at Texas Tech. The tweets were totally innocent at the time, but didn't age well given the recent controversy. So it's no wonder why the 3-time Super Bowl champ would remove them from his account, especially after some users started to bring the old posts back to light.
That's just so funny, though. People will dig, if you say anything online, people will dig for that shit. They'll dig
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, that's what
just
saying.
So funny.
That's what exactly.
People have no time, or people have all the time.
But, bro, like,
in the
world. Before, like, I'd say 2023, there was no question about Diddy other than the Tupac incident and shit. I think that's what he was known for. And now, like, yeah. It's just funny how it's, like, a 180 switch where it's, like, it's now been, it's, like, legitimately, almost, like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Some R. Kelly shit, for real.
I mean, again, nothing that has came out has made him look good.
I watched I watched an interview with Diddy's neighbor, and legitimately they said that, like, at random times, whatever, like, at any time of the night, there'd be a bus full of fucking kids or whatever the fuck it'd be, like, coming out and shit. Like, so I don't know how real that is, but, like, it was, like, it was going on, like, while the police were investigating and shit. So, I mean, I think it was pretty real, but...
We'll throw allegedly out there to cover our asses, but, I mean, again, Diddy has done nothing to look innocent in any of this. Like, between fleeing the country, like, I think now he's in some sort of country where they don't extradite to the U.S. He has his house raided, like, people are not defending him, these lawsuits are adding up. Nothing has made him look decent in any of this mess. And of course, when things get litigious, things get gross and yucky, as they say. But I don't think this is a situation of gross and yucky. I think this is a situation of a terrible human being having power.
Every day it gets worse and worse.
It really does, which is crazy. Like, there hasn't been
any information.
Not a single thing has came out where I'm like, oh, maybe we should hear his side. Everything makes me say, yeah, we should not hear his side in any way, shape, or form. Now, do I think Patrick Mahomes needs to go and be deleting tweets from 2014? I don't think so. I don't think anyone's going to be like, well, you tweeted at him.
My first thought
is 2014.
Like, his manager or agents are trying to cover his ass or just take.
That's absolutely what it is, because they're probably like overthinking it, I would imagine. But I'm sure it's somebody in his ear being like, oh, you should probably get rid of these.
Or they know something we don't. He's like, just stay.
True.
Most famous people have teams of other people that monitor their social life and tell them what to say and all that stuff. So,
oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people who should not be on the internet. Like, again, you think Tom Brady is the one tweeting from his account? No, it's not. Tom Brady's a fucking humorless robot. Everyone's like, wow, Tom's so funny, because he'll quote tweet some viral video.
OJ's the one that's tweeting on X.
Yes, because it's him doing a selfie video going, hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly, OJ Simpson.
Yeah, no shit.
Killed it, OJ.
Killer take, OJ. Do you think the running back will be able to slice his way through the defense? yeah, I'm glad OJ's on Twitter, I guess. All right, we'll go from inappropriate OJ jokes to inappropriate conjoined twin jokes. Conjoined twins.
I fuck them both.
Is
it considered
heads.
The same person?
Luke, I think that means they have like two upper bodies, but like, you know.
So do they feel the same thing?
The
or do they have to? Do they have like a brain switch where they turn one for the other?
Okay,
I have the article, or you guys can keep speculating if you want.
There's actually a lot of different versions.
All right, Brooks, you read it. Read it. I'm sorry. What were you saying, Laka?
There's different types of Siamese twins. You could have two heads and one body. You could be split apart at the hip. You could have four legs and just be joined in one. Yeah, there's a lot of different versions of it, and it's really weird and macabre to talk about. But hey, this stuff happens.
It does. And this one is a situation of two heads. Abby and Brittany Hensel, who documented their lives in a TLC reality series. Again, reminder people, that's the Learning Channel following around freaks. That's the Learning Channel. They have transitioned away from a duo to a trio. I already hate this article. Abby, the left side conjoined twin, married Josh Bowling, a nurse and United States Army veteran. Thank you for your service. In 2021, they live in Minnesota, where the Hensel twins were born and raised. Abby and Brittany, 34, have been living private lives since their 8-episode show, Abby and Brittany, aired in 2012, but it's been a happy life for them in Minnesota, again, where they were born and raised. I don't know why you had to add that twice. According to the Today Show, which is somehow still on the air, which obtained marriage records for the spouses, the sisters are both fifth grade teachers in their home state. So clearly, they need to hold the same job. So I think we're starting to get answers here, people. I know what you all want to ask, and we will get there. We will get to the big question, which I know you all want to ask. But clearly, maybe one didn't want to be a fifth grade teacher. Maybe one of them wanted to be a scientist or a fast food worker. Both ends of the spectrum. But no. Who decides? Or were they both like, yes, we'll scare the shit out of fifth graders?
That's what I was thinking.
They're mean assholes.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, those kids are probably traumatized.
I feel like
and also, the way this is worded, it makes it sound like the Today Show like has been searching for these marriage records and then finally got it. And they were like, yes, let's go. We're going to dox these two freaks.
Like the new Josh.
Seriously, is that what the Today Show is going for? Because then I'll start watching. Abby and Josh kept their marriage under wraps from the public eye until 2023 when they shared photos of the wedding ceremony on their TikTok. A wedding guest's resurfaced clip revealed an intimate moment from the lovebirds' wedding on Facebook. A 20-second clip on, I'm not doxing that person's Facebook, captures the couple dancing and kissing at the wedding reception. Abby and her sister wore an all-white sleeveless bridal gown and laced-back dress, while Bowling wore a gray suit.
Dude, do you think one of them gets jealous if he kisses one head more than the other?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. What does the right side think about this? Ratio? Because he's marrying the left side, right?
Oh, and would it be considered cheating if he's looking at the other sister while he's fucking?
These are all great questions. These are all phenomenal questions.
This is scientific. We need scientific answers.
We absolutely need a scientist.
Like,
now,
what if you like had to look to the right hand side for a quick second? You know what I mean? He wasn't trying to look at the sister, but you know, you end up glancing, and then she was looking because she was feeling the same thing that he was feeling. You know, I don't know.
Oh my goodness,
I don't know. It's
I mean, at least he can always use the defense. Like if she's like, "Oh, what are you cheating on me with my sister?" You can be like, "Well, I was here with you the whole time."
Is he only allowed to touch one pair of boobs, like or one side?
Absolutely, he only gets the left today.
It's the same torso. No way, they just have two heads.
Oh my!
Wait, that's not fair, man. I feel like
he needs to hear. The
I feel like I'm advocating for the man.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
No, Lucas, life is hard.
Wait, what about the other head that has to sit there? Is that rape? Is that consensual? Is that consensual?
Listen, we're all making great points. We still got a ways to go through this article.
My first thought was like, he has to hear twice as much yapping for the same video.
Bowling.
Yeah, what?
What's that movie where there's like
I remember.
You've seen that movie?
Stuck on you.
It's a terrible title.
It's like these two Siamese twins and they flip burgers or something. I don't really remember,
but he ends up fucking his bitch
and like. He throws his brother in the bath and throws a shower curtain over.
He's got a shower curtain over their bed.
Oh my god!
It was not weird.
Cody, do you remember the scene? There's a dart in your head, you dumb shit. That used to kill us when we were kids.
Oh no!
All right, I don't know if we need to be quoting the movie Stuck on You, but
it was funny, bro.
Bowling is seen here staring into his blushing bride's eyes while Brittany supports her sister. And yes, the picture is exactly what you think it is. What I is led to assume is one arm of each woman wrapped around the guy. He's got hands on, I guess, the communal waist.
How do you legally,
bro, like, he's only allowed to touch one butt cheek.
Is it legally whose arm? Like, how do they... Like, I'd be fighting Bone if we were stuck there. Fool, I'd be fighting you.
No, for like, what if she finds somebody? What if the other head finds someone they love? Are they both gonna be fucking the same?
That's a great fucking question.
Oh right. Yeah,
that's a
like,
problem.
I wonder, can they both share?
Feel it? Well, can they can both feel it? Can they both process the sensation?
I assume.
I think the article will get us there.
Bro, that's crazy.
So the duo originally appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show in 1996, explaining their lives as conjoined twins. They were born as the syphilis conjoined twins, a rare condition when two heads are on a single body with one genital system, two, three, or four arms, two hearts, and two legs.
Bro, the fact that that's even possible is absolutely crazy.
So there's our answer. It's one vagina.
Bro, yep. The fact that... Bro, what happens in, the early, I don't know, 16, 1700s, were they, hung as witches?
I think...
Yes, absolutely.
I think they just tossed them out. I don't want to, be mean, but even if back they weren't then, witches, they probably just tossed them out.
Really? They were all about the bloodlines back then. So, yeah, definitely not tainting the... Yeah.
They would have been tweaked out.
They're not tainting the water supply, if you know what I mean. But...
Correct. Yes.
I forgot. Never mind.
Correct. Anyways. The Helsin twins share a bloodstream and all organs below the waist. Abby controls the right arm and leg, and Brittany controls the left side. When Abby and Brittany were born in 1990, their parents, Patty and Mike Hensel, opted out of separation surgery because doctors said there was a small chance the girls would survive the operation, Today reported. How could you pick between the two? Their father, Mike, said during a 2001 interview with Time magazine. Although they battle complications of life as conjoined twins, they haven't let it slow them down from achieving benchmark goals, such as passing their driver's license test at 16, Jesus Christ, graduating from college, traveling to Europe, and becoming educators. How the fuck do they pass the driving test?
Brooks, when they take a shit, which one of them has to do the dirty work of wiping?
Oh my God, the dominant arm has to. The dominant arm has to.
Whoever's the side of the toilet paper is on.
Ooh, interesting. That could be true too. I guess that's how you would have to do it.
Yeah.
How does...
You think they would practice kissing each other in middle school?
I don't think they could... I don't know if they can get their necks all the way.
Oh, is it that bad? I don't know what they look like, so...
Look it up, the Hensel twins. It's a scene. It's a scene for sure. The couple doesn't have a rush to adding children into their life because Abby's husband has a child from a prior relationship.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to be moms, Brittany said. We haven't thought about how being moms is going to work yet. But we don't need to think about that right now.
Two heads is better than one. They'll figure it out.
That was an awful joke.
Yeah, we're really going to have to put our heads together for this one.
Jesus Christ. Any others? Let's get them out of the way.
Dude, this is what the fifth graders in their classes are saying.
That's why I don't understand why you would teach fifth graders. I know you don't want to scare preschoolers, but fifth graders are assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, high schoolers are the worst.
Where they're figuring out how to belittle someone.
Exactly. Like, they're working on how to be shitheads for high school. Now, granted, sure. High school would be the worst option for conjoined twins. Like, if they put conjoined twins in a class that I did not care about in high school, you best believe I would have been expelled for bullying a teacher. Without a doubt.
Sorry.
No, go on.
Bruce, I'm also thinking about the first date, you know, like, how awkward it's got to be, not just to try to get to know... Like, you got to also impress the sister. Like, that's a lot of pressure. Not only do you have the first date, which can be nerve-wracking, but you also have to impress the... It's just... Yeah. It just seems like a lot. I'm surprised.
Do you think the sister speaks during the first date? Or is she supposed to just sit there quietly?
I would assume, they'd all try to mingle. But unless she wasn't interested, right away. Then. I assume...
First dates are hard as it is. I wouldn't know where to stare.
Yeah,
I'm not a good person. I'll admit I'm not a good guy.
At least you're honest.
I wouldn't know where to look. I'd be looking in between them like they're goalposts at a football game.
Because it's what, like Lucas said.
Like
what Lucas said, like in the bed would be even harder.
In the bed, I'd be like looking up at the ceiling and trying to remember like a porno I've seen once.
Always hard in bed.
No one asked.
Like, what if, like, what if the couple wants to, but the extra sister's like, I'm really not in the mood tonight, and she's cock blocking.
That
is a lot of complications.
It's a great question.
They both have to be.
Yeah, one of them might be sick. If it's one of them might get sick.
Well, they're connected to the same nervous system. If I think if one gets sick, they both do.
What if they don't feel it at all?
Or this dude is just extremely lucky.
What if no, this guy is extremely freaky.
Yeah, he's got a fetish thing going on.
I don't kink shame, but this is a fetish I didn't see coming.
Apparently he's an army veteran. He probably,
it's true.
Probably seen worse out there, folks.
It's true. Oh, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Final thoughts on the conjoined twins and the sicko who bagged them.
I'm still in shock. I'm still processing.
Good for them, folks.
I'm in shock, but good for them. They found love before me, I guess.
Attaboy.
Yes. That's called growth. We don't do it much on this show. Let's talk a little Billie Eilish. I'm not going to lie. I can get down to some Billie Eilish songs.
Yeah, there's a couple that are
fine performer. Good. I think she's a fine performer.
I just like her style.
That checks out. I can see that.
Not
I can see.
Like,
I can see her
music is
her,
not like
some of her
that
music
good.
Is okay. I have the opposite. Yeah. Thing, folk. I hate her style. And she's doing all that.
I like her style.
And keep making good music, folk.
Wise words from Cody. Keep making good music, folk.
All that
not music, even folks. But so she, her fans, well, I guess more Taylor Swift fans are accusing her of this, but apparently we could be seeing some shots at Taylor Swift here from Billie Eilish. She's calling out artists for re-releasing their music in various hard copy forms, and while she doesn't name names, many are taking this as a shot at Taylor Swift. The singer did an interview with Billboard, and she touched on this issue bluntly, saying there are, quote, a lot of big artists who re-release all of their music multiple times, including on vinyl. And Billie thinks it's a shameless cash grab, not to mention bad for the environment.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't see any lies.
Remember, me and Brooks, on one episode, we covered like the seven deadly sins as music artists, and Taylor was represented by greed.
Hmm.
And I fully agree with that.
I believe during that segment, I think I defended Taylor Swift in this by basically making the point that
with Kanye Pry,
if her fans are going to, you know, eat up these vinyls and these re-releases and these albums that you drop, more power to you. Go ahead and drop it. I don't see an issue with it, but I also do see Billie Eilish's point where, yes, that is probably bad for music. It does create kind of a culture where you probably don't have to grind as hard because, hey, I've got this super hit album like Taylor Swift had. I can release it four different times with four different covers on four different vinyls that my psycho fans will buy. Crazy okay. Fans, not psycho.
Taylor Swift is this. A robot. South Park already covered it. She's not even real.
I could just Luke just jumped right into a conspiracy.
So are we gonna cover Travis Kelce having sex with a robot? And well, that's weird. Then...
yeah, it's
I mean
weird.
Travis Kelce is a robot in himself. He's a weirdo.
You got me there. You got me there.
And his podcast stinks.
Well, I didn't know he had a podcast. So
yeah,
that's
he has
how
a
much
podcast.
Stinks.
He's got a weird, like, black scent going on.
He has a fucking podcast.
My
I know. Who the fuck would do a podcast? Anyways, a new episode of the Wrap It Up podcast is out on Wednesday this week. I'm kidding. I don't know when the show's coming out. Eilish continues, quote, "I can't even express to you how wasteful it is. It is right in front of our faces and people are just getting away with it left and right. And I find it really frustrating as somebody who really goes out of my way to be sustainable and do the best that I can and try to involve everybody in my team in being sustainable," end quote. And that's a great quote.
I'd say fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Not you, Luke.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Low key, though, I hate Taylor Swift, so, like.
Yeah. How low key is it? Because no one pressed you about it and you just brought it up.
I'm just like she's already.
You gave up that answer with zero peer pressure.
She already has, like, the most money in the world. Why do you need more? Why do you feel the need to just squeeze us of every cent we got? When most
her tickets, knock her, for that.
Her tickets start at like 500 and they only go up and
at
up
least
and up.
Yeah, fucking yeah, ridiculous, dude.
I'm not knocking her on this one because again, I like I've said and I'll say it multiple times, if the show ever got super big, I would sell out in a heartbeat, people.
That's not good. I
wouldn't. No, it's not. Hey, no, it's not.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, and you leave me like a broke.
Yeah.
Oh no, you two would sell out as well.
No, we're outside.
No way, dude.
We're outside. I'd let you sell out though. I'd be happy for you. Then you got, you'd have some buku bucks and then we could play more golf or something.
This is, listen, once the Saudis come for this podcast, the Live Golf podcast,
Briggs,
you best believe we're selling ads.
Briggs.
Yes.
At the end of the podcast, do you mind when we played like the last song to play the new Mac Miller song that got released? It's his last estate that they're ever gonna release.
Oh shit, really? Let me look it up. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's low key, it's actually pretty fire.
Okay.
Yeah, so low key, like I don't know. I think it's appropriate because that dude was a legend, and if that's the last thing that they're ever gonna post, you know, I'm on. Yeah. Thought maybe that would be a good thing. So
yeah, I'm done.
And what's the name of it?
Let me. It is
just so I can pull it and get it on the board.
It's called Quest.
Request.
No, the quest.
Like no quest. The quest. I said request. No, you're making a request.
I'm making a request. Yeah.
Bars. Perfect. Let me pull that. So while again, I do want, I'm led to defend Taylor Swift in this because again, her fans eat it up. So go ahead and fucking release it. But Billie Eilish does make a fine point. A very fine point. Like she does try to be a great artist and this and that. And it probably is infuriating.
If another artist is calling you out on that, you got a problem.
Well, Taylor Swift will just ignore it. Like, she doesn't respond to anything.
Well, Taylor Swift is so much bigger than Billie Eilish. Like, I hate to say it. Billie Eilish came on scene in, what, 2018? With, like, that... Like, and honestly, her fucking lyrics don't make any sense. I could give Taylor Swift, like, a little bit of credit because some songs, like, low-key... Like, I can see why ladies like it, you know? And, like, I know some Taylor Swift songs. I like... Taylor Swift. I like Billie Eilish's like her beats and like how she like I don't know, but I don't think she does like in like a good justice in what needs to be done. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's my two cents.
It's an interesting point, but I have no issue with it at all.
Taylor Swift
I think
sucks, but Billie Eilish really does suck even more, in my opinion. And I'm not, like, I like hip-hop. I really do. I'm not hating on, Taylor Swift is more like a country artist nowadays. She's not even into, like, pop, you know? So
I'd say she's more pop than country now.
But yeah, I'd say she started country.
Yeah, you're right. I mixed it up. All right. Again, I'm with the
food. No, that's absolutely what she did, but... I think Billy does make a fine point. Very fine point by her. We'll see if Taylor Swift responds to it by making new music it's or by telling her, labels to never work with Billie Eilish again.
It's not going to be her that responds, you know. It's just her team.
It'll be people. Douchebag Scooter Braun, who I don't think she works with anymore.
But Taylor Swift is the face of her own brand, so she can't do anything to jeopardize her or defamate her character.
Fuck Taylor Swift.
All she has to do is like quote tweet that, like from Billie Eilish, and be like, "Get a load of this dumbass," and then all of her fans will start like doxing Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. When it comes to fandoms, oh.
Oh, we love the Swifties over here. Please stay away from
her. Swifties. Oh
yeah,
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift causes fucking toxic ass girls. I'm gonna be real with you. That's honestly what I really feel. They think they're so entitled, and I don't like that. I like that. Like, yeah.
Billy, she's like the Andrew Tate. She's like doing that shit.
Andrew Tate.
What he doing to the folk?
I like Billie Eilish because you can't understand her, like, words at all unless, like, and then that's it. So, like, she ain't really, like, talking any toxic. She's kind of like Kodak Black in a way, you know what I mean?
That's
speaking of Kodak Black, he was overcharged $600,000 by a limo company.
Oh, shit.
How much?
It's really all there is to the article. It doesn't say why, how any of this happened. I think, if I want to be completely honest, I think they just screwed Kodak Black, but there are people in the comments being like, is he this stupid that he misread it? I find it very hard that he misread a contract with a limo company.
I don't think he's heard Kodak Black's speech. Reading, though, for, I think.
Bro, he can't even
that's
talk.
My fear.
Yeah, bro, he can't even talk. Fear. I don't think he can read.
Yeah,
that's my
no,
fear.
That's Mayweather. No, yeah, that's Floyd, folks.
He can't read. No, you've heard Kodak Black talk, bro. He's
he can't even talk.
Borderline illiterate, my dude.
Well, it made him fucking money.
This is true. This is true. Speaking of money,
it reminds me of Doodle Bob.
He's that kind of guy with Doodle Bob was going for. What were you saying, Lucas?
I don't know.
Oh. All right. I was going to say, speaking of money, but there's nothing to do with money in this next transition. It was just the last word I heard, so I took it and ran with it. 50 Cent has officially reacted to Daphine Joy, his mother of his son, being accused in a lawsuit, being Diddy's sex worker. Young Miami and Daphine Joy, the mother of 50 Cent's son, Sire Cent. What? No, obviously that's not his last name, are accused in a lawsuit of being Diddy's sex workers. The two women, along with another woman named Jade Ramey, it's definitely not Ramey, were allegedly paid a monthly fee to work for Diddy. Now you're probably thinking, 50 Cent would, of course, react to this news rationally, wouldn't say anything crazy, he'd probably maybe just let it go, right?
Right.
You can answer the question.
Right.
Well, you would be wrong, right? Because, as we know, 50 Cent is a madman. He, again, called out Floyd because he couldn't read, challenged him to read one page of a Harry Potter book. Yeah. Used the N-word as a comma.
Hey, that was legitimately like the ALS fucking ice bucket challenge, bro. So.
It was, because he's like, fuck this bucket of ice.
I know. So fucking dick. Right,
so, again, a rational response to being challenged to the ALS challenge. Rational response to call out Floyd Mayweather because he can't read and then cursing out a bucket of ice. Floyd Mayweather posted on his Instagram in front of his blacked-out Cadillac with a black umbrella, smoking a giant cigar, with the caption, "I didn't know you was a sex worker," eyeballs emoji, "you little sex worker, you, LOL, yo, this shit a movie," and then tagged his, the mother of his son.
Oh my God.
"You little sex worker, you." That is probably not how I would react to that news, if I was going to be completely honest. I don't know if I would post up in front of my Cadillac and say, "You little sex worker."
Yeah, flex on him.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time... just let this one go, 50 Cent. You don't have to swing at every pitch, brother. I really don't think you have to, but I do find it fascinating that that's how he responds to it. But hey, shouts to 50 Cent. And he is definitely going against Diddy in this whole thing. Should we take a music break here, boys?
Oh, coffee break.
Yeah.
Yes, so this is why I play copyright music on Podbean and not the main show. Before we play the music, though, we have an assignment, boys, because Kanye West is back talking his bullshit. It's been a while since we've heard from Kanye, actually, I think. Right?
Yeah. I mean, he's on like every other show.
Oh, yeah.
Shit,
you might be right. We might have talked about Kanye last week. Anyways, as we all know, the Future and Metro Boomin album came out. Projected to sell number one. I believe the most sales of any album in 2024 as well. But the big story from the album was the song with Kendrick Lamar, where he is clearly sending shots at Drake and J. Cole. Lucas made a great point at the beginning of the show. Is Kanye just inserting himself in this beef? Well, yes. Kanye was not called out, and he's calling out Kendrick, and Drake still hates him. Well, here it is. Kanye posted on his Instagram, "Everyone knows I washed Kendrick on No More Parties in LA," the song we're about to play. "Everyone knows I washed Drake at the Free Hoover concert. Everyone knows." What?
I hate to say it though, bro, but like, this is not the first rapper in 2024. Eminem said the same thing on Doomsday 2. He called out, he's like, "Everybody knows that I basically washed fucking Drake on Forever 2. You know, or Forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he did say that.
2024 is seemingly getting very revisionist history.
Yeah, like, why are we hating on each other when we all made songs together and we all did fire verses?
That's a very great point as well. Like, why? But anyways, everyone knows I watched Drake at the Free Hoover concert. Everyone knows I brought Adidas into this culture and I took them out. Everyone knows Lotta, Domino, Virgil, Jeremy Kim all worked for me. Why does he type so fucking weird? Anyways, to those points, fine. He was a very big factor for Adidas. Absolutely. And then he goes on, and I'm not reading the rest because it's pretty much your typical Kanye rant that makes zero fucking sense. Weird, I know. But the main point in that post was that he washed Kendrick Lamar on No More Parties in LA. Now, in the feud, obviously, I'm taking Drake's side against Kendrick. I hate that they're feuding because I love both these guys, but I'm a fucking biased homer, so I've got to take Drake's side in this one.
Yeah, we gotta start feuding, folks.
Kendrick, I'm real to these. I like his music. He's got really good, like, I don't know, like, he, I don't like his, like, his mainstream music, but I would say J. Cole and Drake kind of wash Kendrick, in my opinion. I don't know, but like, that's my real opinion.
J. Cole is on top, obviously. I put Kendrick second. I still respect Drake, but and he got some hot shit. But
you're right. I would say Drake is third.
Yeah, I know what you're saying though, because like you said, like a lot of his mainstream shit. I don't know, but I fuck with like the old school, like with him and AB Soul type.
Which
we haven't had in a while with Kendrick.
For real.
So this is a throwback back to, I believe, the Life of Pablo album from Kanye, which would have been 2013, I think. Maybe 2015, around that time. And again, we're going to play the song now. Kanye claims that he washes Kendrick on this song. I'm not going to give my take yet, but let's take a little musical break here on the Weekly Wrap-Up. Some people ask, Brooks, are you doing this so you can use the bathroom? Obviously.
Let me tell you, I'm out here from a very far away place. A chance to be a star. Nowhere seems to be too far.
No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more.
Los Angeles.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Hey, baby, you forgot your Ray-Bans. And my sheets still orange from your spray tan.
It was more than soft porn for the K-man. She remember my sprinter, said I was in the great fan. I'm well, cutie, I like your bougie booty. Come here, come by do me. Well, let's make a movie. Hell, you know my repertoire is like a wrestler. Show you the rope, connect the dots. A country girl in the Hollywood. Mama used to cook red beans and rice. Now it's Denny's form in the morning. Spoil your appetite. Liquor pouring and niggas warming your section with erection. Smoking every direction. Middle finger pedestrians. R&B singers and lesbians. Rappers and managers. Music and iPhone cameras. This shit unanimous for you. It's damaging for you, I think. That pussy should only be holding exclusive rights to me. I mean, he flew you in this motherfucker on first class. Even when I just wait so you can check in the extra bag. Now you wanna divide the yam like you'd equate the math. That shit don't add up. You're making them mad as fuck. She say she came out here to find an A-list rapper. I said, baby, spin around and say the alphabet backwards. You're dealing with malpractice. Don't kill a good nigga's confidence. Just cause he a nerd and you don't know what a condom is. The head's still good though. The head's still good though. Baby, say Lamio. They ain't get yo. Make a nigga say big words and act lyrical. Make me get spiritual. Make me believe in miracles. Buddha's monks and Captain Crunch cereal. Lord have mercy. Down, I hurt me. Five buddies all hurdled up on a third day. Bottle service, head service. I came in first place. The opportunity, the proper top of breast and booty cheek. The pop community. I mean, these bitches come with union feet. And I want two of these. Moving units through consumer streets. Then my shoe release. She was kicking in gratuity. And yeah, G, I was all for it. She said, K. Lamar, you kinda dumb to be a boy. I'ma put you on game for the names that don't know they're a rookie. Instagram is the best way to promote some pussy.
Scary.
That's
scary. No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. Friday night, trying to make it into the city. Breakneck speed, passage to see something pretty. Thinking back to how I got here in the first place. Second class bitches wouldn't let me on first base. A backpack nigga with luxury taste buds. And the Louis Vuitton still got all of my pay stubs. Got pussy from Beast, I did for niggas more famous. When did I become A-list? I wasn't even on A-list. Strippers get invited to where they only got hired. When I get on my C job, somebody gon' get fired. I was uninspired since Lauren Hill retired. And three stacks, man, you preach it to the choir. Any rumor you ever heard about me was true and legendary. I done got Lewinsky and paid secretaries for all my niggas with babies by bitches that use they kids as meal tickets. Not knowing that disconnect from the father, the next generation will be the real victims. I can't fault them really. I remember Amber told my boy no matter what happens, she ain't going back to Philly. Back to our regularly scheduled programming of weak content and slow jamming. But don't worry, this one's so jamming. You know what, LA is so jamming. I be thinking every day, my holiday, I need to put up some goddamn barricades. I be paranoid every time. The pressure, the problem ain't I be driving, the problem is I be texting. My psychiatrist got kids that I inspire. First song they played for me was about their friend that just died. Texting and driving down my Holland Drive. That's why I'd rather take the 405. I be worried about my daughter, I be worried about Kim. But Saint is baby Ye, I ain't worried about him. Had my life threatened by best friends with selfish intents. What I'm supposed to do? Ride around with a bulletproof car and some tents. Every agent I know, I hate agents. I'm too black, I'm too vocal, I'm too flagrant. Something smelling like shit, that's the new fragrance. It just mean I do it my way, bitch. Some days I'm in my ED, some days I'm in my Vans. If I knew y'all made plans, I wouldn't have popped. I know some fans thought I wouldn't rap like this again. But the writer's block is over. MCs canceling your plans. A 38-year-old, 8-year-old, a rich nigga problems. Told my wife that I hate the road, so I don't ever drive it. It took 6 months to get the Maybach. I'm at it out. And my assistant crashed as soon as they backed it out. Goddamn, got a ball fade, I might slam. Pink fur, got no redressing like Cam. Thank God for me.
Los Angeles.
Whole family getting money. Thank God for E. I love rocking jewelry. A whole neck full. Bitches say he funny. And disrespectful. I feel like Pablo when I'm working on my shoes. I feel like Pablo when I see me on the news. I feel like Pablo when I'm working on my house. Tell them parties in here, we don't need to go out. We need the turbo thoughts, high speed turbo thoughts. Drop it like Robocop. She braced herself and hold my stomach. Good dick could do that. She keep pushing me back. Good dick could do that. She push me back when the dick go too deep. This good dick could put your ass to sleep. Get money. big money, money, money. And as far as real friends, tell all my cousins I love them, even the one that stole the laptop, you dirty motherfucker.
So,
yeah, he killed it. Yeah, he killed it. I'm gonna be real with you. I like Kendrick verse, but like, yeah, you can understand what he's saying.
Yeah, I could hear Kendrick. To be honest, folks, I don't even know how I feel about it because they're both decent. I didn't really like.
Them. Very good.
I didn't like them crazy, but I would rather the song exist than not exist. If you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah,
both really very good verses. To say Kanye washed Kendrick is a wild overstatement.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And again, that's what I was saying. Yay,
but I see what you mean, Luke, because he definitely was a little more like his cadence was easier.
I'll tell you my take. I think Ye thinks he's the best in the world, and he's not in the conversation right now, so he wants to be in the conversation. So
that's what this feels like.
Yeah, he's definitely starting a ruckus. It's what he usually does. This is what he does.
Lacka.
This is what Kanye does. What?
And your seven deadly sins of rappers or whatever, was Kanye pride?
No, DJ Khaled was.
Oh, that's true. That's a good one too, yeah.
But yes, Kanye would definitely be, he is, yeah, very pride.
Kanye is a sneaky pick for that one.
Yeah.
I think Luke's point is exactly it. He's not in that conversation, and the conversation is being had, and he wants to be a part of it now. He's seeing J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick in the headlines for this argument.
And look, we're talking about him right now. So he did his
I mean, anything Kanye I will talk about. I have made that abundantly clear on this show.
Yeah, he's the best at starting controversy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I love it. Again.
Whether it's negative or positive, he does.
We gave Luke a hard time for zero peer pressure and just coming out and being like, you know what, guys, I'm gonna say it. You guys have pressed me about it. I'm finally gonna say it. I hate Taylor Swift. Like, none of us were pressing you about it, champ. Kanye West did that with that doctor comment. He's like outside of his limo and they're asking him questions, and then he's like, you know, we all know I want to say who it was and who diagnosed me with this, what kind of doctor, but we all know I can't say who it was or what kind of doctor. He crosses his arms, waits 2 seconds, and goes, it was a Jewish doctor. Like, well, that was zero peer pressure, Kanye. You just told us you can't do it. You did it very easily. And so for that specific reason, I will always, 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 Kanye will always get me. Let's see. All right. I've teased this one to everybody when I was putting together the panel for this week's weekly wrap up. I think it's time we get in to one of the best Reddit posts of all time. It's not the one Lacken I did, which is a very good one, which I might have to bring up just because you three probably have not heard it. And I actually, once I read it, I think you'd be shocked to see the side I take. I think I shocked Lacka with the side I take.
Yeah, definitely. Took eight. About that.
But before we consider that, we have a different Reddit post. So here's the title. My boyfriend called me homophobic because I think anal sex is gross.
Your boy so, Rage is fiending for his back door.
So, this woman is an 18-year-old female, boyfriend 22-year-old male, asked if we could try anal the other day. I declined because I find it gross and the anus isn't designed to be penetrated. He asked if, by that logic, I find gay people gross. I said, I have nothing against people who like it, but it's not something I'm interested in. He joked that maybe one day I'll be able to overcome my homophobia. I love my boyfriend a lot, and we have a healthy sex life, but that comment annoyed me. I'm not a bigoted person. And of course, the comments were a bunch of guys calling her a homophobe.
That just proves it. Like, my personal thoughts align with the girlfriend.
Listen, buddy just wants some butt play, and he's got the perfect argument for it. Clearly, he knows this would get in his girlfriend's head if he called her homophobic. So he's like, well, there's my chance. No anal. Looks like you hate the gays. It's a great play.
Yeah, he gets 2 points.
He thinks he's sly.
It's a truly, truly fascinating play. Now, granted, again, I don't kink shame. I'm not one for anal play. But,
I don't even like that word, folk. Like, we could just say.
Shut up. It's so fun to say anal play.
Yeah. It's not funny.
Well, it's not funny when she's right there.
Okay.
Hearing Mariah after talking about anal play just rattled me to my core. I completely lost my train of thought.
She wanted some chocolate almonds.
Shut up. Sick fuck. I'm glad that bombed. I'm not going to knock this guy because, again, like I said, clearly he knows this comment would get under her skin. Like, he was plotting the best way to be able to put his wiener in some chocolate starfish. And this was the perfect way to do it.
That's really weird. I heard Billie Eilish likes the backdoor.
Really?
Yeah.
Allegedly. But really?
Allegedly, yeah. I forget what the exactly what like the article or post said, but like it was pretty convincing. I was like, oh damn. There he goes.
Interesting. That's fascinating to me. She does. Maybe she does strike me as an anal play person. Clearly, I just want to keep saying it because I know Cody hates the word anal play.
I hate it too. Yeah.
Good. I'm going to keep saying it. We should visit the.
Right? Can't we just say like the forbidden cavity or something?
Do you like the the saying anal play? Anal play.
It's not a saying, first of all. He's twisting my words.
Call her homophobic. Call her homophobic.
How can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay. I tell my brothers I love them, but I don't swing that way.
What the fuck? That rattled me. Now I can't find the fucking. Which one was it?
One struck.
Wacka and I found. Yeah, you two, vamp.
Showed.
Yo.
On the last cruise, or not the last cruise.
I don't like
cruise,
that one either.
The second cruise that we were on, bro, you can't tell me, bro, that wasn't a good fucking vibe, bro. When that guy put that music on, were you there, bro?
Bro, what music?
Yo, that's the first time I heard that song. He's like,
I heard that. Is it UK, right? UK?
UK, yeah, that's. Yeah. But, bro, you know Jan? You remember Jan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he put that shit on. Anyways, keep going. So.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Jan was the dude. Jan was
in the pool room. In the pool room, bro. And the whole fucking thing was, bro, and all the bartenders were fucking dancing to it, bro. It's low key funny as fuck, bro. I wish you were there, bro.
Lacka, I'll ask you this question. Should we revisit the Reddit post from last episode? Briefly.
Yes.
Briefly.
Briefly.
We gotta play some fucking zombies, kid. Hurry it up.
Briefly. So Lacka and I went over this. I was perusing through the Reddit world and the subreddit of Am I the Asshole? I like it because there are times where somebody is clearly the asshole and they go to the internet to get publicly shamed. I love it. It's one of America's great pastimes. It's like baseball. I enjoy it very much. And sometimes you get titles like this. Am I the asshole for refusing to give my boyfriend oral because he can't eat me out? Now you read that title.
Why can't he?
You'd think that it's like he has some sort of like condition or like there's something wrong with like him or something like physical.
He just can't.
But no.
Maybe he just doesn't like it.
Maybe he doesn't like it. Yeah.
Now
I like doing it.
I hate to lead the witness.
I like doing it.
If I'm drunk enough, I'll do it. But otherwise,
give him an ultimatum.
Like I physically can't bring myself to do it.
Give him an ultimatum. Say it's this or anal play.
Oh.
Correct.
Y'all are crazy.
So,
I don't know where Brooksy finds these posts, though. I don't know.
It's a lot of time on the internet. This one, again, so you guys all make great points. At first, so this is the female professor perspective. Well, how I mix those two up. At first, I gave him oral, and of course, he loved it. Like Lack and I said last night, quit bragging. He would ask me for it often. However, he was very inexperienced in bed, which was fair since he was a virgin. So I was patient for about a year as he learned and got more confident during sex. However, by our second year, I had gotten pretty sexually frustrated because he wasn't able to eat me out. For some context, he has sensory issues, allegedly, and can't eat a lot of foods due to the texture. When he first tried eating me out, he nearly threw up because he hated the quote, texture of my vagina so much.
That dude sounds
like a skill issue to me.
Yay. Yay.
That's funny.
So all you need to fucking eat is fucking vegetables, folk.
Or as Laka put it so eloquently, grow up.
He wanted to feel that way. His parents never
grow up.
One person at a time.
Listen, bro, if I didn't eat my food, whether I liked it or not, I was at the table till it was dawn, folk.
Facts.
Like,
Lucas, what were you gonna say?
No, Andrew Tate, look.
That's the principle.
It's not a good fucking quote, bro. But he's like, I've never seen a kid that had to walk a mile. Say, I have to walk a mile that way because he had OCD or something. He's like, yo, low key. He's like, OCD is just because of America or whatever. I was like, you're a fucking piece of shit, bro. Like, low key, people. They probably have like a. I don't know how to explain it, bro. That's why I said I should shut the fuck up.
Well, it's statistical. Like, is this shit really that bad in other places?
Well, so Lucas makes a very interesting point when it comes to the OCD thing, because as we get closer, Lucas does have some letters right in what he claims is his reasoning.
No, I'm not saying.
I think what he's trying to say is, like, if you look at, like, you know, Europe or China or any other, like, you know.
Sure. We're talking about oral, though.
All right. Well.
My bad.
Thank you. It made me super self-conscious, and I tried everything from shaving everything to showering right before and making sure everything was as clean and perfect as it could be for him. But even still, he gagged every time he tried and was never able to really figure out a good rhythm because he was too busy trying to distract himself from the texture of my vagina.
Give him like a fruit by the foot or like a fruit roll or something.
Give him a wiener. Give him a wiener.
Pineapple. The taste of pineapple sweetness should distract him from the texture. Tell him to eat some pineapple.
No. Tell him to take some Xanax. He won't even remember, bro. He just do.
The answer is right in front of us. Suck a dick.
Oh.
He might not.
If he's not a homophobe himself, he'd suck a dick. He's calling
it. Facts. Wrong subreddit, but hey, I'll take it. Every time he failed, he would get super depressed, however, claiming he was a failure of a man, correct? Because he couldn't even make me finish.
Wow. He's just
I would try my best to console him, but at the same time, I was getting more and more frustrated because I did want to receive oral, and he was regularly requesting blowjobs, which I had no problem giving. Again, quit bragging. We ended up almost breaking up over it. Because I told him I was able to push past my own objective disgust towards sucking dick and could even suppress my gags when I went down too far, but found it hard to believe he wasn't able to. You go, queen.
Wow.
Yeah.
This woman's a queen.
Say go, go, go.
So just to go back on the last subject real quick, I just saw something and I think everybody needs to see it. Old clip of Diddy and LeBron James goes viral. Ready?
Only with the game, folks.
Nothing like a Diddy party.
Everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
Yeah, it's
all
right. Anyways, keep going.
Sorry. Hey, folks.
Yeah, weird that he hasn't defended him since then.
The game talk about their relationship, and 50 Cent been talking about their relationship. Bro, he's getting exposed from every corner.
Yeah.
They don't want nothing to do with it. They was quiet before, but now that it's out, everybody's like pushing off their shoulders.
Yep, same with Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's that boat with the cartoon.
Nickelodeon.
Disney. Or was it?
Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He took Drake, and that's why Drake came out with that viral music video that's just going out.
Oh, yeah. He's supposed to be, like, on the...
Didn't Drake do a case at some point, or allegedly?
He's got in trouble for some weird shit like that, yeah.
Well, he sexually assaulted a 17-year-old girl.
So. Allegedly.
Okay. Well, that's not why he's in Mexico, right?
Allegedly. No. He just loves the scenes of Mexico. I decided to stay because, honestly, not getting eaten out enough would be a pathetic reason to leave our otherwise perfect relationship. He's continued trying to eat me out various times, but he's always scared of trying because he's afraid he'll gag again, and now he's aware of how it makes me self-conscious, and he doesn't want to do that to me. He's done it like 5 times in the past year, so he's not trying. He told me his therapist believes he has OCPD, but he has never wanted to get officially diagnosed.
OCPD.
Let me tell you, brother, OCPD is not the reason you can't eat box. No chance. Come on. And she bought this excuse? Ma'am. Yeah, maybe you should stay with her. You two morons seem good for each other. Why don't you stay with each other if you're buying the fact that he's got OCPD and that's why he gags when he licks box? No.
Listen.
Probably licks dick.
You sound like a pussy yourself, folks.
Exactly. So this woman, like I said, is asking, is she the asshole? And I think the very easy answer is obviously fucking not.
Right.
No, it's your bitch bag boyfriend who can't fucking... Listen, I hate eating box as much as the next guy, but like Laka and I said on the main show, you grow up, and if you didn't get the job done, you go down there and you do your job like a man.
I don't even think it's like that. I don't think it's a finisher. I don't care at all. Like,
yeah, I really can't eat it right.
Me at all.
It is her fault because she can't look past it.
Depending on the woman, I don't care.
Find someone else. Oh, yeah, find someone else. He's going to have to deal with that. That's his problem.
Yeah, he could probably date her brother.
Right. Wait, right. He could... Oh, wait. That's not what I thought you said, but...
But it is what I said.
She could date...
I'm accusing this man of not liking women. That's what I'm doing. All right, boys.
Well, he likes blowjobs. Put him with Diddy, folks. Put him with Puff.
Yeah. I mean, hey. They don't call him P for no reason. Yeah, that bomb. I just don't have the bomb button up. All right, final thoughts, boys and girls, before Lucas plays us out with a serenading song.
Oh, my brother's fighting April 5th. He's got a cage fight April 5th in New York.
At a
casino.
Jake,
man, dude.
Yeah, so support. Yeah, thanks, bro. So yeah, I'm excited for that.
Can you sports bet on that?
I think you can, low key. Yeah.
Are you going, Luke?
Yeah, I'm going. If you guys want to go, I can send, like, I think the tickets are only $15, but I'm driving out. So if you guys want to get drunk and have a good time,
folks, if you could bet on these, why don't we start fighting and throwing our fights?
You can't do it too. It's highly illegal.
Yeah, we'll get tossed in jail, but we'll have fun.
Nobody will know.
It won't be fun when we're getting our cheeks clapped.
It would seem a little suspicious.
Ask me, no, folks.
Good God. Great final thought. Follow the Instagram if you're not already at the Rapida Podcast _ between each word. And of course, you know by now, all the shows. Duds Podcast live. No. No live on Monday. No, maybe we are. I don't know. Follow him for that. Don't ask me. I'm just the co-host. New Rapida Podcast will be out hopefully Monday. If we record this weekend, and then if not, it'll be sometime during the week. Do you know how you find out when the show is out?
Liquor store for me.
Amy,
me too. It's not what I was plugging.
Babe.
The only way you find out when the show is up is by A, subscribing on Spotify, and B, going to the Instagram, the Rapida Podcast _ between each word. Bundy Beats, thank you for joining me. Mm-hmm. Blacka, thank you for joining me.
Good
job. Cody, thank you for joining me.
Say bye-bye. If you don't like anal, you're homophobic.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mariah, thank you for joining us. And Lucas, thank you for joining me. Here is the song request from Lucas to play us out on a Friday night.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Yeah.
I don't want a lot, but I got a lot.
It sounds like Lucas saying it.
I had a job, sold some drugs, hating on me, I don't hold a grudge. High as fuck, rolling up, you can't tell me shit, you don't know enough.
You don't know
who
enough.
The fuck are you? Wanna tell me what I can and can't do? Spend a couple grand on a new tattoo. Fucking these hoes, yeah, I do that too. But I be by your side when you cry. You try to live in this lie. Holidays that go by, and the drink, man, it's still dry. So I'm making these calls. Keep my eyes to the sky. You know I'm taking it all. Been knocked down, but I got up swinging. Wide awake, my phone stay ringing. In a daydream. Higher, fuck work, girl, let's get fired.
Let's get fired.
In the making, I'm doing great things. Ran around the motherfucking streets like a psycho. Hard to keep your balance when you're jumping on a tightrope. Never fall, would you love me at all? Wake up in the morning and fuck till the morn. I know it's looking strange. Upon a time. The world was soon to be mine, I'm nothing, man, I just am. Hate the lights, hate the camera, ride around in that Panamera. APCs, no Levi's, I'm walking around with that peace sign. I see you there, your Carrera. You riding ill, got some time to kill. Stop by and chill. And we can talk about all the things you won't tell nobody. Your mind is filled with all kinds of pills. Girl, let's keep running, the end is coming. Told me that you were afraid of decisions that you have made. You worry way too much. This ain't the same when the world's filled with pain. Will I hurt you if I touch? I'll take it slow, don't need to rush. Fuck everybody, it'll just be us. Beating up, you try keeping up. If you're having trouble, please speak up. When you're underwater, breathing seems to be tough. Come sleep with me, it's not easy street. I got dreams that we can discuss. Life.
Anyways, that's his last song, bro, so. Fuck it.
That was pretty peaceful.
Yeah, not a bad way to go out, because we've seen that they can definitely fuck up posthumous artists.
Anyways, bro, I appreciate you playing it. Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Rest in peace. Speaking of peace, we will talk to you all next week. Peace.
Peace. Bundy, hit me up, bro. Bye.